bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Good afternoon and welcome to this week's edition of the Super Groovy Awesome Gamer Show. How are we all?
I think I'm on the wrong show.
How are we?
Yeah.
Rough as all hell.
Sam had quite the night out last night with podcast friend Bead.
We were celebrating his pre-30th birthday.
Why is pre? I thought it was his actual birthday.
Because his actual birthday is on your wedding day.
Oh, and everybody will be at my wedding.
Yes, including him.
Including him, yeah.
Could we not just scrap it and just go get drunk with Bead?
Well, that's kind of what we're doing, but we weren't going to tell Paul that.
Okay, well, we'll have to remember and mention that, perhaps.
Can we shift Bead into the centre table between you and Kirsty now?
There's been a bit of news.
Or just move them down to a lower table. Just
put Bead on one of the thrones from Kublai Khan.
Yeah.
Yes, so there's been quite a bit of news.
Apparently stuff's happened with the Wii.
Oh, right, you are paying attention.
I did suspect that was going to be another tangent.
Yeah. No, I'm with it today.
Okay, so stuff's happened to the Wii. We've also got stuff about the PlayStation 3, and we have a rather uncreditable rumour about Half-Life 3, but we'll come on to that in a second. So the Wii, or rather the Wii U, did everybody watch the keynote?
No.
I didn't watch it.
No, neither did I. No. However, I think
also,
we've seen...
Also, I hate the name Wii U.
Yeah, I know.
Why?
Well, you know what I hate more? Is the TV.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, we'll cover most of the stuff.
It's not like we're talking views. I'm watching the TV. So am I. No, I mean the TV.
TV. What we have announced, or rather Nintendo have announced, is that they're actually going to have a telly element to this. Thank you, Sam, for your crunchy biscuit this evening. They're actually going to have a televisual element to this, and it's going to be called the TV, which is capital T, capital V, lowercase I, lowercase I. Ingenious, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it actually looks pretty decent.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
The marketing team needs to be sacked.
Yeah.
Did they just ask drunk students?
It does look interesting. The whole interface of it looks quite interesting. When you look at like the Xbox and how you navigate to get to Netflix on the Xbox, it's a horrendous ball ache of user experience crap. Whereas this actually looks like it could work. And the other element of it is you seem to be able to set up profiles of your favourite shows. So, for example, you don't have to, if everybody in the house, somebody likes Glee, for example, and somebody else likes Breaking Bad, the people don't have to be interested in seeing both of them. You can log into your profile and just see episodes of Breaking Bad, for example, and you don't see any episodes of Glee, which is quite an interesting
Breaking Bad is obviously far, far superior to Glee as well.
Yes, I figured.
I'm pretty keen on Glee.
But the TV looks quite interesting. However, it's probably one of these things that will not come to the UK.
Oh, yeah.
Or if it does, we'll get a very nerfed version of it.
Nerfed. Yeah. Foamy.
I don't know. I think I read that somewhere. It's clicked in my head now. Like,
they just allow access to three BBC, CBBC.
Yeah. I'm just trying to learn all the what kids say these days. Like,
well, that's
it's YOLO. I have no idea what it means, but I'm going to start saying it.
YOLO.
OMG, you are such a loser.
Oh dear.
I said OMG. I'm right. So damn cool.
Can we start again?
So that is so they've got the TV. Other things that you get with it, I've actually found quite a good article on Games Radar, which basically skips through 12 screens that talk about just very briefly each section. So I'm just going to use that as a bit of a guide for us to talk about the announcement. So the first thing is the price.
You're just going to use someone else's work?
No, the way bothered. They laid it out. So they right. very easily kind of broke it down into 12 elements.
We've
which
kind of always
about.
Done that, but we're just admitting it now.
I could do this because I have no interest in it whatsoever. I can make it really fun.
Well, it's the price, first of all.
It's too much.
£250.
Exactly.
£299 for the pro version.
Yeah. What's
the benefit of the pro version as opposed to the not pro version?
Is it not just black?
The basic version's white and...
Oh dear, Paul. It's like living in apartheid.
The basic version, weirdly, the basic version in the UK doesn't come with the sensor bar like we usually get with the Wii, but the American, really? Americans get it for both the versions, but for whatever reason, the Europeans, we don't get that. It's like, why are we, if we got something missing from the box, which I don't understand. Why?
You get that with the current Wii, though.
So yeah. You get it, but you can't use it.
No, the basic version of the Wii U, you don't get the sensor bar. It comes with the Pro, but the American version of both, you get.
So like, do you have to buy that separately?
I don't know.
But they sell you it, and you can't use it without the bar.
Basically, I take it the bar is there so you can still use your remote from your Wii.
Yet another reason to boycott Nintendo.
Yeah, but it just makes no sense to me. Why is that being taken out? Why are we not getting the sensor bar and the white version?
Is it the same sensor bar?
I think so, yeah, because it's...
Here you can buy them on eBay for like a couple of quid.
I know, but still, why is it not in the box?
No, I agree.
They making the leap of faith that all the people that are going to buy this already have a Wii anyway, so they can just shift over their old...
It's possible, and then that's possibly why they're not doing them. They're not putting a Wii controller in it. So you just get the gamepad.
Charging 50 quid for something that you can get from eBay for a couple of quid.
I think it's more than that.
And a spray coating of black.
I think it is certainly on Amazon, when I was looking at the prices, actually, we'll just look at it when we're here just now. When I was looking at the pre-orders, the main difference seemed to be that the white one was 250 and the black one was 299.
And with the it's a basic version, which is the white version. It's got 8 gig of flash memory. The Pro's got 32 gig of flash memory, and you get Nintendo Land with the Pro, and you don't get a game with the basic
memory size. Sorry, it's 8 gigabyte for the basic, and it's 32 gigabyte for the premium.
I just said that.
Did you? Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. I was looking at Amazon.
and you get Nintendo Land with the Pro, and you don't get any game at all with the basic.
Yeah, I pre-ordered them.
Which is also a bit rubbish.
Yeah. I got Mario U as well, just because I quite like the Mario games. And frankly, we're going to make Sam play it. So, and then record it when we listen to him play it.
Have you got it pre-ordered? Have you? Mm-hmm. The Pro version?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why don't we just record that live?
Sam's reaction to Mario U.
Because it'll be quite sweary.
So that's the price. $249 if you just want the console with no games, 8 gigabyte of memory and white.
And no sensor bar.
And no sensor bar, apparently. And $299 if you don't.
£250 quid, and you just get a box. Just use the box and pretend. Use your imagination. Because you've got no game, which is going to cost 50 quid in itself.
And for the actual memory, the flash memory, it's a tiny amount of memory, but the only good thing it's got is it's open to external hard drive. You can plug any hard drive in it or USB pen and use that. And so it's got that in its favour, but
like
the fact
through
that,
USB.
Yeah, but the fact that the flash memory is pretty meagre.
What kind of USB does it take? Does it say that?
I'm not entirely sure. It doesn't say. I assume it'll be at least a USB 2, surely.
I wouldn't have thought it'd be 3.
Probably not, no.
But I would really hope.
I was going to say, we're talking about the names. Nintendo have never really had a good name in console. It started off with the Nintendo.
Yeah, then, or the NES.
And then for the next one, they just made it the Super Nintendo. And then there was Nintendo 64.
I quite like those, though. I think they're quite nice. Simplistic,
it makes sense.
Says what it is.
And
what
GameCube, I suppose nothing wrong with that, but
no.
Yeah, but then,
apart from the fact that it was the GameCube,
it made sense. It was a cube
huge
you put games on.
Downfall.
Yeah,
it was only really good for one edition of Metal Gear Solid. That was pretty much the reason you bought it, I remember.
Yep, basically. And I bought Twilight Princess, and that was all the games I bought for it, and then I traded them.
Then Twilight Princess came out in the Wii.
Oh, Twilight! Yeah. I thought you said Toilet Princess.
We should make that game.
Mm.
It's bringing quite twisted images into my head, to be honest.
So it comes out on November the 30th in the UK. It comes out earlier than that in later than that in Japan. And on the 8th of the 8th of December. The launch date appears to be, it's theorised that it's all about Black Friday in the States.
Yeah.
Which is it the last shopping holiday day after or before Thanksgiving or something like that? It's considered to be the biggest shopping day of the year for Christmas sales.
Why is it called Black Friday?
Because that's when the shops go back into the black from being in the red all summer.
Oh.
Because there's also... It's a Friday. Well, it's a Friday. Because, of course, it's a Friday. It's Black
racism.
Friday. No, it's not.
Okay.
Has everyone got their stones?
Because then you've got Cyber Monday, which traditionally was because people went back to work and you had faster internet connections are worse. You spent Monday.
Can I just say, traditionally, I don't think you can say traditionally about something that contains the term cyber. In about 100 years' time, yes.
Yes. So the Cyber Monday was when people went back to work and bought stuff.
Right, so, apart from all, even though you think it's priced too much, you're still buying one.
I don't think it's priced too much. Sam thought it was priced too much. I think it's in the ballpark.
I think £300 for the Pro. I think it should be around. I think the basic should be £200 and £250 for the Pro. I think it's £50.
When you look at the games,
it's just a bit too steep, it's not enough of a jump forward.
Especially the tech it's in it. Like I think what's bumped the price is probably the gamepad, but the actual guts of the system, it is more powerful than the PSG and the Xbox 360.
But it's not
It's not a huge leap. It's tech that's a few years old, and it's just. And I imagine if the PS4 and next Xbox, whenever that's out next year or whatever, the graphics, that will blow it out of the water.
But nobody. The point with this is they're still going to be just chucking out the similar titles with new functionality to family gamers. I think this is the market Nintendo's going for.
Are the really bad ones that they've done already?
No, there is a lot, but you're not their target market, Sam. And that's the issue.
I really quite liked the Mario Kart. It wasn't as good as the SNES version, but it was good. I enjoyed playing it. Haven't enjoyed anything else. Fair enough. I'm not the target.
Well, I don't think you are. I might be wrong there, but
if when this comes out and I'm actually impressed with it, I will back down.
I won't. I'm always interested in a new console, but I think when you get yours, I'll try it out and see the make of it, and I might actually wait for a price drop before.
Well, I figured that's what we'll do. We'll do a gamer show where the three of us kind of play it for a couple hours beforehand or something like that.
It beats when it first what comes you out. Normally do, which is go to Toys R Us, shove the kids out of the way, and just sit there the whole day.
Well, no, I don't shove them out of the way. I use them as seats.
So the next thing is the game prices have gone up by $10, which I would imagine probably will equate to best part of 10 quid.
It will be 10 quid.
Yeah, it'll be like £59.
Because actually using the exchange rate is far too difficult.
No, it'll be £50 for the games if it work in that way. But they do that.
Oh no, is it? I mean, Super
with
Mario
new consoles, they do that all the time. They're always £5 or £10. It's more expensive when they first come out, but that drops pretty quickly after a while.
Yeah, better do.
So it's £45 for the new Super Mario and £49 on Zombie U on Amazon as time of time recording.
There's a Zombie U pack they're doing where you can get the Pro console and Zombie U. But I think it's more than I think it's about £370 or something, £360 or something.
I mean, broadly they're putting it up by $10, but after about 6 months, that's not really going to matter because games are going to come out. It's going to be Nintendo games, really, is the only one that's going to follow that rule. And then they generally, unless it's a Mario title, drop fairly quickly anyway. Mario titles actually hold their price quite well.
Yeah.
Bizarre.
Mario Kart, still going for a hell of a lot.
Yeah.
Do the consoles come with a HDMI?
I don't know.
It's cable talks. That's always annoyed me when they release a console and then they give you, yes, it comes in HD, but we're just going to give you a SCART with it. Oh, thanks.
What's in the
I think
box?
What I mean about the original Xbox 360, it came with a component. At least you had a choice of component, which was nearly full HD, but it was HD. But you had the choice of a SCART. But then for the slim Xbox, it was just a SCART. They did away with the whole component. You had to go and get an HDMI. Ah, so it does have an HDMI.
Compatible. Amazon, the list says compatible cables include HDMI, component, NAS, video, and composite. So that doesn't necessarily mean that it comes with.
What box contains? There we go. What's in it? High-speed HDMI cable. My God. Oh, wow. Well done, Nintendo, for that, at least.
Cool. Because
that's one thing the PlayStation Slim still doesn't come with. A nice little segue.
I hate when you get a DVD player and you don't get any form.
Well, you get
of
that. It's everything. It's like printer. You buy a printer, you don't get a printer.
Well, that just
USB
takes
cable.
The make.
It does a bit. The gamepad. So you get the brand new Wii U gamepad, which is essentially kind of a hybrid between a Wii controller, a tablet computer, and a DS, I suppose. Except you don't have the two screens. So you've still got like two analog thumbsticks. You've got your X, Y, A, B. You've got your D-pad, front-facing camera. I don't think there's a back-facing camera. I don't remember seeing that anywhere.
I don't think so, no.
And some function buttons to basically switch it on and off, switch to TV, which we've discussed previously, and a home button. There's also speakers on it as well, so you can actually use it separately. And this is the whole selling point that they really pushed at E3, was the idea that you could be playing a game, and then Dad wants to come and watch the telly, so little Sprog is able to continue the game on the Wii U pad and wander off to his bedroom, kitchen, or under the stairs.
I would say it depends how far you can actually go with it, because it still needs to have a signal. True. The signal needs to still go to the, console.
Is it Bluetooth or Wi-Fi? I can't remember.
It's Wi-Fi, I think.
I don't know if this is a good or a bad thing, but the Wii U gamepad can only be charged using the AC adapter that comes with it. You can't actually charge it through USB. And I'm kind of torn as to whether that's a good or a bad thing, because I would find that an annoying thing with my Xbox, because I regularly set up close to it, but my PlayStation's in the living room, and it bugs me that I have to have the controller plugged in. And generally, it's whenever we want to watch a movie on the PlayStation 3 that I find that the controller's dead, and then
And the cable for the supply is like a foot long, which is just ridiculous.
But it's designed to make you buy their stuff.
Yeah, it's a... That's a cable that comes with cable to charge it.
So you can't get a longer cable.
No, you can. You can go buy another cable.
That's what I'm saying.
But you can buy a cheap cable. So... I could plug this into the PowerPoint that's next to the sofa, and then that kind of solves that problem. So it's another adapter to lose.
It's like Sony wants you to lick your TV as you're charging your controller. You're basically that close that you can.
Something that hasn't really been mentioned in anything that I've seen up till now, but I just noticed in some of this stuff, is it's got NFC. That looks quite cool, but there's no launch titles that make use of this functionality at all, as far as I could find out. Skylanders Giants isn't coming out as a launch title, I don't believe, or I may
be
wrong.
Do you get
little
toys with that game?
Yeah, we've talked about Skylanders before.
I've just never seen the box. Do you get little toys with it?
Yeah.
I'm sold.
We've discussed this, and
everyone should buy it.
You can get this for Xbox and PlayStation as well, and current Wii as well. So it's currently called Skylanders. We've discussed this before, and you were disgusted when I described it. But basically, what it is it's downloadable content technically, but it's already on the disc.
It is disgusting.
I think Sam does have Alzheimer's. He does forget regularly.
No, Sam has alcohol poisoning.
So NFC is part of it, but there's nothing on launch that makes use of this apart from Skylanders, but I'm sure Skylanders isn't on launch, but I don't know.
Yeah.
The Pro Controller, which essentially looks like an Xbox 360 controller.
Yeah. It is, basically.
They put a lot of effort into design.
It's sort of a hybrid between a Mega Drive controller and an Xbox 360 controller, because it's kind of fatter like a Mega Drive controller.
Yeah, and they've got the sticks in the same place as the... or is it? No, it's not in the same place as the... They've got the left-hand side is like the Xbox, but the right-hand side...
Oh, yeah, because there's not a right-hand side analog stick on an Xbox, is there?
No, yeah. But, I mean, they're like...
The sticks...
One's
the
up
top.
And one's down.
The buttons should be up there and the stick should be down.
While
the PlayStation 3, the analog sticks are both down, if you know what I mean. Like where the D-pad and the buttons are.
Does anyone get the impression that someone drew this and they went, yeah, that's really good, but it might infringe on some copyright? Let's just swap a couple of things around.
This, because you get the Pro Controller currently just now, which looks like a fat SNES controller for the Wii. I don't know anybody that owns one, because
the cable's the wrong way around in it as well. It comes out the bottom rather than the top, which is stupid. So you got the cable comes towards you and then goes towards your console. It's just like, what? That is just full-on retardness, as far as I'm concerned.
Who would buy these? I would be really interested to see sales numbers for these, because the Pro Controller sort of implies pro games, but if you're into pro games, you would have a PlayStation or an Xbox, surely, so I can't see them selling a lot of these.
It's for multiplayer, I think it's for games, because obviously you'd have the gamepad, but say if you're doing a four-player on Call of Duty on it, everyone else who's sitting in there would probably want a controller, because of the gamepad, you're going to have basically two maximum per console. You'd probably have to have other people using it's a pro pad instead of, because the remote controls will be absolutely useless for those sort of games. As in, the Wii remote will be useless for first person shooters, basically. But
yeah, I suppose. The other thing is you can still use your current Wii remote, so if you already have a Wii, so this goes back to Sam's point where it's assuming that you possibly already have a Wii and you're going to a Wii U, you can use current Wii remotes. Basically that means you should be able to use four Wii remotes and a pad, or four Pro Controllers should you have them. I'm assuming that you'll be able to use the Pro Controllers that are currently available for the Wii as well, one would think. But peripherals like the balance board and things like that are also still going to work, which is awesome for people who use that.
One thing you get with, I've just remembered, with the Pro Console package is you get like a stand for your gamepad. It charges it as well, but you can, I think I noticed that, and you get a stand for your console, which you also don't get for the basic if you want to put it on its side. I just thought that. I don't know if I'd mentioned it before we stopped talking.
So I've just read this.
The Miiverse. Yeah.
The Miiverse. So this is a social network that, or it's kind of been touted as a social network that will be your landing page and dashboard to your Wii. As I understand it, you're not going to be given kind of a standard "what do you want to do today" type menu that the PlayStation, the Xbox, and the current Wii does. You will actually be thrown straight into this Miiverse as soon as you log into the system, which will allow you to see what your friends are doing, what the hot topics are and things like that, and presumably it'll show games you've recently been playing and what games are.
It comes across to me as something that the police would devise, like a fake social website to trap paedophiles.
Yeah, a little bit. I was going to say, whilst it very much tickles my gag reflex, I think the target audience that you were talking about earlier, which is presumably, well, tweens and kiddies, really.
And families.
And mums.
Non-gamer families, I would have said. Or maybe parents
any
that are trying to get their kids into
dad
gaming.
Nowadays should be through the back shouting at his Xbox.
Yeah, but you want to try and get your kids in early.
We're maybe being a bit too harsh, Nintendo, here.
No, I can see. I'm fine with that, but I can see how that would appeal to...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
I mean, because then they can go on and chat to the friends and go, they're on level 4.
The next thing to point out is it plays Wii games, which I think I would have assumed, but that's something to take into account. But it doesn't play GameCube games like the current Wii, which is a bit of a shame. However, it doesn't affect me in the slightest because I didn't ever use it for GameCube games.
I've still got my GameCube, but I don't have my games anymore because I traded them in, but I still need to sell my GameCube. But so yeah, it doesn't interest me either. But it'd be
interesting
to see, because the Wii, I'm sure, still uses the GameCube control pad, which I've used for it a few times. I wonder if that's compatible with the Wii U.
Who's the one with the like fake nose?
This is in the picture on. It looks like Link, although I don't recognise anybody in that except for Link.
Yeah. Is that from? I guess from Wind Waker, isn't it?
It's like a crazy bird man, and then there seems to be a small girl wearing a fake nose at the front.
Looks like a beak.
What was going on in that last one?
The only other thing really to talk about is the TV, which we've already kind of covered. The launch titles, there's a number of launch titles. I'm not going to list them. I'll put a link to the show notes.
80% of them are basically games that are already out for the 360 and PS3.
It's like Assassin's Creed 3. There's a few launch titles like Assassin's Creed 3 and things like that that are going to come out. Nothing mind-blowing. You've got your Mario Brothers U, your Zombie U, is kind of the two flagship titles that are coming out with launch.
Yeah, Zombie U piques my interest, but everything else, not so much.
So, we briefly mentioned it there. PlayStation, just at the Tokyo Games Festival, announced a new PlayStation 3 model. What is our thoughts on this?
Cheers.
Not too impressed. I think it's probably the ugliest one yet. I've still got I've got the original PlayStation 3 fat version, whatever you want to call it, and I still think that's probably the prettiest version, even if it is the biggest version. You've got the slim after that,
I've got the slim, yeah.
You had any issues with that, or are quite happy with it?
It's a black box. Sits under the telly. It really frustrates me. We talked about this in the big show on Thursday night, and I had a huge gripe about this. What is the point? Get that development team who spent time working on this and making all these components smaller and sourcing the cheaper parts, working on next generation hardware.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wasting time.
Sorry, always. How many variations of the PS1 and PS2 did they have? The PS2 eventually was like nearly the size of a DVD, or the PS1, it was tiny, but they seemed to be obsessed.
PS2 was the same.
They're obsessed every couple of years to make it smaller and smaller and do it. And it's just like three different variations, maybe. the original and this one you've got, and then just end it there, and now just concentrate on the PS4. To have this, I think, I don't see, and the price point is stupid as well. It's too expensive for what it is.
Unusual from me, I know, but two points in their defence here. One, it's in their interest to eke out their current market, you know, the stock of games that they have out there for as long as they possibly can.
Yeah.
So they don't necessarily want to just chuck out a new thing.
It's possible.
As often.
But why are they spending time and resource on?
I know, but it's been
this new one, exactly the same hardware.
Because there will be some mutants out there who will just buy it because it's the new one.
And have you the disc tray as well? Is crap as well. Have you seen that? Let me see. On the top, which looks like a cheese grater. Basically, the side on the right hand side there, which is higher, you press the button on the front, and that slides down. You put the disc in and you push it back in again.
Oh, so I don't want that. So it sits in a stack on my...
Yeah, well, it means, for example, if you go on its side, you need to make sure there's always a space on that side to get on top. Because if you got pressed in amongst other things, you can't get your disc in. Because it doesn't feed into the front, which I think I'm going backwards with it.
Yeah, definitely.
It is. The old VHSs that used to... The
pop up the top.
Yeah.
It is. It's like that.
Similar to that.
Do you think... There's a bit of a theory here that just came to me. Do you think they've designed it like this so that it sits in pride of place because it has to, so you can get to the disc? So people will come around to your house and go, oh, is that a PlayStation 3 you've got?
Yeah, probably.
I don't know.
Maybe a marketing thing?
I wouldn't be shocked.
I think it's just the way that for them to make it slimmer and smaller, they've obviously felt this was the best way to make it that way, but I don't like it. I think it's the ugliest PlayStation 3 yet.
Yeah,
and I say the price point of starting price point with 12 gig of memory is at £190 is just anyone who buys it, I think, is off their head.
So that's PlayStation. We will not be buying.
And seeing how the PlayStation Slim you have is the same price with a larger hard drive, why the hell would you buy that? And it's got a front feeding tray of yours. So it's like. I just don't get it at all.
Our final news article tonight, because we spoke a lot about the Wii U, is an article that just found, is Half-Life 3 open world and coming after 2013? Now, we jumped on this because of our like for Half-Life and desperation for Half-Life 3 or Episode 3, whichever comes first. However, when you read it, and I'll put a link in the show notes to this, when you read it, it quite clearly is not creditable by anybody.
It's like a shady guy in the pub. Hello, where'd you land tonight? I know someone.
A French. Shady.
I'm doing a French accent, listen.
Okay. Whoa, missed that, sorry.
It's also like my German.
A reliable source tells French site Journal du Gamer that Half-Life 3 has been revived several times and is now targeted for release after next year, so that's after 2013. So we're assuming that's any time in 2014 or on. The source also suggests... I like it.
Totally accurate.
Yeah.
Just at some point in the future, it might happen, and it might be this. A French bloke in the pub told me that he'd heard from someone else that he said was quite reliable. So I believe it.
Yeah. It's like the thing is, you can never nail down the date Half-Life 3 is going to appear, because even me saying, oh, I'll be out for 2030, even that I don't feel optimistic about.
No, you never know. They apparently went out to Valve for a comment on the rumour and they declined to say anything. So that's the end of that.
They don't often say much, though, about anything that they are doing, so...
No. And that pretty much covers the news for tonight. So, Sam, what have you been... what are you looking forward to in the coming weeks and months?
I'm looking forward to... Actually, thinking about it, I popped this on the sheet, but I think Chiz has mentioned it at some point. Looking forward to XCOM.
It was me. Mentioned it.
Was it? Which is the first-person shooter that Paul's already told you about, basically.
is this the first...
On the pulse.
The one Paul mentioned was the... RTS one.
Yeah, this is the reinvention of the RTS. Yeah. So they've turned it into a first-person shooter thing. Same world, same kind of premise behind it. So you shoot down UFOs or whatever and steal their technology. It's based in kind of 19... Is it 50s?
50s, yeah, I think so, yeah.
50, 60, somewhere around about that.
Yeah, there's certainly the graphics kind of showed that.
I've not heard too much of it lately. I think it's... I'm trying to wonder if things that went wrong with it or whatnot, but it looked promising when I first saw it.
It's flagged for about mid... mid next year, supposed to be anyway.
Yeah. Was it the old BioShock team that was doing it, or is it something to do with them? Or I can't mind. Or
I can't.
Because they're doing BioShock Infinite, but I'm wondering if there's like another team there that's doing that as well. I'm not totally
sure. Don't know. And the other one wanted to mention was Wasteland 2. And I haven't played Wasteland 1, but the premise behind it I find quite interesting, which is post-apocalyptic, basically Fallout. Without being Fallout.
Fallout, but not Fallout.
Yeah, has its own kind of thing.
Fallish.
Really, yeah. One of my favourite games of all time was Fallout 2.
Mm.
Really, really far up there. I just think it was beautifully done the whole way through. Kind of hoping that it'll be similar to that.
Cool.
But reinvention of it. Because Fallout 3 and Fallout New Vegas, whilst brilliant by themselves, didn't quite fill that need for me.
Indeed. Now, listeners, you can expect Sam not to have anything he's looking forward to for the next 2 weeks, because the last time he gave us three in a row, he then didn't tell us anything for the following 2 weeks.
No, two shows. It's not true. I've already pre-planned it.
I have pre-planned you're looking forward to.
Cool. Jesus, he's organised.
Cheers.
That's when you know you have to be worried.
What are you looking forward to?
The next game after the past games I've already mentioned would be Halo 4, which is out on the 6th of November. The more and more I've seen of Halo 4, the more and more I'm looking impressed. Graphically, it looks like a massive update. It's looking very, very pretty. And if it keeps up the same sort of frame rate as the past games, and if the multiplayer's, it seems like the multiplayer's been enhanced as well, then I'm really looking forward to that, because the days of our old LAN parties playing the original first two Halos and Halo 3 were awesome.
Mm.
And I enjoyed Halo 3, but I always felt, after I played the beta before the release, that I did think that graphically it just wasn't quite the leap I was looking to. Even I still enjoyed Halo 3, but this actually seems like I went, this is definitely more like it.
Yeah,
cool.
And I've always enjoyed Halo games, so looking forward to that.
I kind of skipped the last couple, but 1, 2 and 3 I was quite interested in, so like Reach and things
ODST
like that.
ODST was probably the weakest. It was playable, it was alright. Reach was pretty good, but
Reach wasn't terrible, but ODST was, I felt,
it was mediocre.
Awful.
I don't think it was that bad.
It
kept me interested,
awful.
But it's probably the weakest of the games I've made.
I owned it and I hated it.
I'm looking forward to Rocksmith, which comes out. It's been out in the States for many, many moons now. Quite a few months, actually.
Is this the one where you use the real guitar?
Mm, it's basically a Guitar Hero or a rock band, you actually use a guitar.
And it teaches you how to play.
Mm,
okay.
Yeah.
That's a bit better.
So you plug your actual guitar in and you play along with songs, and it kind of teaches you as you go.
Can you use any guitar at all, or do you have to buy someone?
I don't think it's like a MIDI guitar. I think you can use any guitar, as far as I'm aware. This guy at my work actually has it. Listener to the show, or he used to be. He hasn't mentioned it in a little while, so maybe we scared him off.
I don't blame him.
Jason, he got imported from the States when it came out a few months ago. He was quite impressed with it. So looking forward to that. That comes out the 28th of September.
It's this coming Friday.
How does it integrate into what platform is it on?
Everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
And how does the guitar integrate into it?
USB cable to, I would imagine there's some kind of adapter device, but it basically takes a USB into the machine from your jack.
Right.
Jack.
So it's not going to work with like an acoustic guitar then?
Unless you have an electroacoustic, but then that's not an acoustic. Yeah. So
kind of is, but I'm with you.
Yeah, so. Cool. That is previews for this week. And we have a slightly special playing this week. Slightly special.
Not really.
Well,
we just couldn't be bothered.
Well, we have
it's already a special podcast. We're all naked.
Shh. We'll get the explicit rating.
I'm still wearing my thong.
Yeah. it's just see-through.
It's just really small.
It is. I thought it was just a skin fold.
I like how you kept actually looking at my crotch while saying that.
I needed to visualise the gag.
We have all been playing Black Mesa this week. It's downloadable. We will put the link in the show notes, but it's basically blackmesasource.com. And basically what it is somebody...
Totally free.
Totally free, which is ridiculous, and they should put some kind of donation button up on there, frankly.
I would
they've refused donations.
I would definitely. I would give them a tenner anyway.
I don't know if it's for legal reasons or whatnot, because obviously Valve own the rights to Half-Life, because I think The only thing Valve got involved in with them was they told them they couldn't actually sell it because obviously they own the rights to it. But it says, but they were free to do this, but they couldn't sell it. And it was originally called Black Mesa Source. And the only thing they asked them was to remove Source from the title because that's what Valve does to their games. Yeah. They put Source in. To be honest, just calling it Black Mesa sounds better anyway.
Yeah, yeah, it does. So basically, just to explain, we have talked about this in previous shows. You probably, as a regular listener, will know about this. But basically, what it is they've taken
that's
the source.
A bit presumptive.
They've taken the source.
Hi, Dave.
They've taken the Source 2 engine and built Half-Life 1 entirely around that. Mm-hmm. What I was most surprised about, and I really want to go back and play Half-Life 1 now, because there was quite a bit of it that I just did not remember whatsoever.
No.
I just couldn't recall. And like there was a lot of the puzzles where I actually, puzzles is maybe the wrong word, but like trying to work out how to get through a section because it seems blocked. And I was kind of sitting there looking at it for ages because I couldn't remember.
They've slightly tweaked things in Black Mesa. They've used the Source engine. There's some physics puzzles they've put in.
Right.
They're putting well. They've not like totally changed some, but they've taken out some puzzles and maybe twist them slightly and use the new game engine to help with them.
Right, okay.
So, like, I remember going, well, I don't remember that, but that's all right, it's quite cool. I really liked how they've used the Source engine to enhance it. Like, obviously, like, its graphics and physics and the way it fights, but they've also improved the puzzle and a few of the puzzles for those things as well.
Yeah. Also, quite a few Easter eggs in it as well.
Yeah, the Chuckles Brothers mug really amused me.
There's two Chuckle Brothers mugs so far I've found in two different places, because there's one as soon as you go in. On your right hand side, as soon as you come off the little opening sequence tram thing. And then there's another one I found later on. There's also a mug with the number 42 in it, I noticed too. It's in a security office. It's when you get given.
Don't spoil it for people.
I wouldn't worry about spoilers. The game's been out since 1998.
Yeah, I know, but these Easter eggs weren't in that original game though.
No.
Just putting it out there, but the original
Easter eggs and these all things.
I never played it.
You never played original Half-Life?
I went through the first level, it irritated me, I put it down and never touched it again. You hassled me for about 3 years about it.
Dear God.
Well,
it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Also,
leave now.
Again.
I don't remember this, and I'm fairly sure I'm writing this, that the food dispensers, the like vending machines and things like that, weren't English food or British foods, I should say, because it's you've got like Rambler's crisps instead of Walker's crisps, and you've got, I couldn't make out what Maltesers were, but there was certainly a Maltesers pack in there. Mm-hmm. It was obviously called something else.
There's Whisper and Quavers and all sorts of stuff, which I didn't realise.
Quavers.
Quavers.
There's French fries too.
Yeah. But anyway, back to the actual gameplay.
Yes. there's nothing really to say other than it's the original game using the Source 2. I highly recommend it.
What I got from it is just from replaying it, because I think I played the original Half-Life played a dozen times, and replaying it, I got of the sense of it was nostalgia, and a good nostalgia.
Yeah.
And at the same time, because it was redone in Source, it felt fresh and new again. So
it
felt like I was kind of playing through the game for the first time again, and seeing what they'd done, especially. It's the behemoth, what I can't remember, called, it's a massive monster. Like when you first meet him at the train tracks, he looks far better. I mean, you actually kill him, he falls into bits.
Yeah.
He's rolling around everywhere, just like, it's just bloody awesome. Mm-hmm. I'm absolutely loving it. Only thing I would change, and what I totally forgot about originally playing it, and it's maybe a sign of how games have changed now, is the crouch jump.
That was annoying.
I'm glad they've done away with that, because there's a reason why Half-Life 2 doesn't use it, but the crouch jump is just like, oh god, I can see why they've left it in. I understand they left it in, but I would like it if they did change it or give the option not to have that, because it gets very, like, especially, I forgot how much platforming there is in the game.
Yeah.
And in first person, it's already quite tricky, but it's even trickier with fucking crouch jump.
You actually, I really, really like the idea that you just said there, that it's it feels like a brand new game, and it really, really does. Uh-huh. I like, for example, and Sam's going to groan here, but I really like the old Mario games and like the SNES and the NES, and so
I got groan.
He's not. He's just looking at me ambivalently.
I just slipped into a coma.
I got the 25-year Wii Collector's Edition a couple of years ago, even last year or somehow, finally, thank you.
That sounded erotic.
And I got really bored playing through them because they're identical. Mm-hmm. Even though I really, really enjoyed them years past. But this, because it's the fresh take on it, was just awesome. It really did feel like a new game, and I wish we could send them some money.
How yeah. hard is Nails? Are the soldiers in it as well? Like, how accurate are they?
I was tough.
I was like, sweet Jesus, I'm always playing on normal. But these guys, like, the AI, I can't remember. They didn't seem all too smart for using cover and stuff, but as soon as they see you, they're instantly hit you straight away. It's like games have improved AI wise, but the AI enemies are probably a lot blinder these days. Yeah. They kind of shoot all around you, and then after 5 seconds, now I'll start being accurate. Yeah. But this is like instant accuracy headshot from them. And you're like, bloody hell!
Well,
it was fun. Once you adjust to that again, it's fun. But it was just kind of like, God, we're such wimpy gamers these days.
Yeah, we really are.
So that was Black Mesa, and highly recommended to go away and download it. Absolutely
fantastic
superb.
Homage to
hats off to the guys who did it.
Yeah, and hats off to Valve for coming up with the concept in the first place. But yeah, they've taken something that they quite obviously loved and made something new and fantastic out of it.
Definitely. Mm. So,
hire these guys and get them to make Half-Life 3.
Yeah.
I wonder actually if they do get hired, because I think some of them
have joined Valve, I think. I might have that wrong, but I'm sure I read that somewhere.
Yeah, well, they'll be working on some random project that they chose to at the time. So we've got to quickly thank UK2 for helping out with bandwidth.
Jeez. Thanks, UK2.
helping out with bandwidth and things like that for the network. The network wouldn't be alive without them, and they just recently signed up for another 2-year contract. So they're around for another 2 years, and it's absolutely superb.
They obviously haven't heard our show.
No, they don't listen to our show. They listen to all the good stuff in the network, not this one.
Understandable.
So if you would help them out, because they really, really appreciate you guys using our links and our click-throughs and things like that, would you? I'm trying to do an advert.
I couldn't even hear what you were saying,
I was saying, Paul, we're the retarded, ugly dog of podcasts.
Yeah, Paul, would you mind just not talking over the top of Cheers? Now crack on.
If you could go over to the British Tech Network website, the British Tech Network website, and click on the sponsors link, you will see all of the voucher codes and everything like that in there. If you could just all of the voucher codes and everything like that.
I don't even know what that dance is called.
Guys, we got to get through this advert.
Gang Kwong or something.
I
don't know.
You should be crouching between my legs when I do it as well.
So, UK2, if you head on over to their website, buy all the stuff you need, and then you can put in the voucher codes that's currently on the UK on the British Tech Network website, it will get you 20% off domain names. Nobody else gives you 20% off domain names. We'll give you money off your DNS, money off all that kind of awesome stuff. If you head on over, there's a list on the sponsor section of the British Tech Network website. We'd also really, really like you, if you're logging into your account as well, to come through the British Tech Network. Really, really appreciate it. UK2 support British Tech, and we would really appreciate you to support them too. Finally this evening, gentlemen, how was your bargain basement challenge this week? Sam, you had Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Alpha Beta Omega Kill Team 4.
Vegas. That is exactly what...
It's a random game generator for Tom Clancy games.
Yeah.
They actually do use that website.
Yeah.
Right, how was your game?
It's not my kind of thing, but it wasn't that bad. Cool. I wasn't very good at controlling your lads that you get given, because I just don't play that kind of game, so I just ignored it and did it all myself.
Scott behind that bin.
Yeah. Just a really crap boss who just, you are rubbish. I'll just do everything myself. I don't even know why I pay you. So I was constantly throwing myself into danger. Dave! Just go back! Stop following me.
We should explain this as a first-person shooter squad-based game. You can use your guys.
I think
to...
I was describing it pretty well.
This is totally out of Sam's comfort zone. All his other this isn't the kind of thing that Sam would choose to pick up of a Saturday evening.
Not really.
He'd rather have the characters he controls. He'd rather be seeing them from up above with a cursor, hitting them in the top of the head.
Yeah, a little bit. Did people? Has it got? I didn't really look at it that much, but has it got a multiplayer thing? Do people play multiplayer?
Yes, it did. Yeah,
because multiplayer on things like this, I'd like...
The multiplayer is your standard multiplayer. It didn't have squad stuff. You can tell somebody online, go breach that. Get stuffed.
What's the other, what's the soldier one that everyone loves?
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty.
Welcome to the Gamer Show, when two of us actually know stuff about gaming. The best-selling franchise ever. Sam must ask us what it's called.
I can't remember. I really liked it when it was set in World War II style stuff.
Oh, dear. But Sam, this isn't what army game do you like. It's did you enjoy Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six?
It plays all right. I never used a grenade, which was quite annoying because I forgot it was there. And I found the controls a bit clunky. Right. But... yeah,
I can imagine. Like,
it's good if you like that kind of thing. Well, I am hungover to all hell. You're just lucky I'm here. Is it?
I can imagine Sam being that person. I think everyone said an online game when you're playing, like just when you start, so, like you're about to go, you get ready, and then someone just drops a grenade in front of your whole team. You go, oh, for
yeah,
and I got time to everyone. Yeah, so, yeah, and you just hear the microphone. You go, yeah, sorry, that's me.
I wouldn't apologize.
I don't know the buttons.
I would not apologize. No, I'm the guy who spawns and gets headshot.
Yeah.
Spawn, headshot, spawn, headshot, yeah. Spawn, headshot.
As in, you get shot in the head.
Yeah. And I hate it.
It was Counter-Strike's bad for that. I really enjoyed Counter-Strike, but it was just... oh, it was murder.
So, Chiz, you had Art of Murder, FBI Confidential. How was that for you?
Or
Alpha, Beta, Z.
Or Art of Self-Induced Coma. As something confidential, I won't mention that as a swear word. But, God, it's... a point and clink. I didn't realise I obviously clink. Played it. Point and clink adventure.
That's what I did last night. Yeah.
It starts. You play. Oh, I've forgotten her name. Bloody Detective Bendy Legs or something. And it's like her first day on the job, and you get like there's a cinematic at start, and basically it's your first day on the job. You meet, and it's just a random apartment. You're the guy you're working with, who's just a chauvinistic dick. And it basically tells you to go and get him a cup of coffee. So without, she doesn't say a word, off she trots to go get a cup of coffee. Doesn't even stand up. Doesn't even stand up for herself. And it's just like, you show them, woman.
And, can I also say, it's probably a bit odd that on her first day she gets thrown into a massive murder case.
Well,
I'm
not entirely sure. I'm not sure if she turns up just at this detective's apartment, or but it's really darkly lit, and he talks to her as if he was going to violate her at some point. And he's like, "Yeah, so I've invited you here. Get me a cup of coffee first." But and then by the time you come back, the cup of coffee, he's been shot, and all he says is, "Get the message to Nick." It's like, what? And then the rest of the game, I don't know. I actually did basically slip into a coma at this point. But then you can't leave rooms. Like, well, you know, like if you find clues by hovering your cursor, no, you can't pick that up until the hand appears. You can pick someone up and see what it is. And then if you've not found anything and you're about to leave the room to someone else, she goes, "Oh, I've not left. I'm not finishing here," which is kind of obvious. Oh, there's more clues to find. I want a game where you can actually, it allows you to be a terrible detective. It's like, that's what I miss with L.A. Noir. I was going to do one playthrough in L.A. Noir where I was just going to arrest all the wrong people. Or just arrest all the ethnic minorities just to see if everyone would call my character a racist. Right. Just to see if that was in the game. Just like in the game world, make my character. It would be funny just to see if he was. But he couldn't do that. Even in L.A. Noir, I found that totally negating the whole point in the game. That he, even though you could, as bad as you played it, the game forced you through.
Mm.
And this is the exact same thing. You can't leave, found everything, and it's just like, oh. So yeah, it's a point-click adventure. With detective work, which isn't really detective work. It's more like, look at the mug. Now leave the room. Continue story. Now look at this file. That's not the right file. Look at this file. No, the other file. Well done. Now leave. It's basically that.
Right.
So, yeah.
I had... it was just thrown behind Chiz. Hurled behind Chiz into a pile of clean washing.
This is the pants room today. It is just full of pants.
Yeah. You wear a lot of women's underwear.
Yeah.
I had Euro Truck Simulator.
Crotchless, what's that about?
I didn't know you could wash PVC in the washing machine.
Euro Truck Simulator is pretty horrendous, as you would imagine. Basically, you go into this big
truck.
You choose your truck. You jump into it.
Did you murder prostitutes?
No, you could. You couldn't do it.
There wasn't a side quest to do that.
Oh, we're gonna get sued.
That's not a simulator for me.
Basically, what you did is you drove. It's kind of really rudimentary GPS thing came up on your computer, on your screen, and you drove to a location. Then chose what type of cargo you wanted to move, so like tomatoes or apples or books or whatever.
Truckers get to choose what they can do.
Apparently, yeah. It's jobs.
I had a fancy transport apples today. We got bananas. Well, screw you, Dave. It's not happening.
Is he a freelancer, is he?
Yeah, yeah. Right, he basically had the cab of a lorry.
Yeah.
And he freelanced.
Expert apple delivery. Anything else, I'm
we almost got there.
No, he's already done one.
Have I?
Yeah.
What did I say before?
Dick.
No, I think we're okay with that.
Yeah. Are we?
Mm-hmm. That's someone's. Oh. That's Dick. Someone's name.
All right.
So you rocked up. You chose what cargo you were going to take, and then somebody had like magically appeared with like the back of your lorry pre-filled. So you then hooked it on, and then you drove it away, and you couldn't like if you were you then drove down the motorway like from London to Manchester. It wasn't real time, but it was bloody boring. I played the game like normal for like. Half hour, 40 minutes or something like that. The biggest problem was when you're driving down the motorway and there was a gentle curve, the only option you had was accelerate, tap right. Tap right. Tap right. Because you couldn't, like, do the analog kind of gently pulling your lorry around the corner. You just had to every now and again just straighten
you
up.
You don't have a joypad with your PC.
No, straighten up. Straighten up. It was like that. It was painful. So after 40 minutes... And I unlocked France, don't you know? So I could take stuff across to France. I didn't do it because it was too far and I couldn't be bothered. Yeah. So I then just started driving my lorry down the wrong way, trying to crash it, trying to kill people. And it didn't really work. All that happened was the little icon in my top corner that was my lorry just slowly filled up with red, sort of like Doom. So there was like a kind of a silhouette of the lorry mm-hmm. and it was white and it just slowly started filling up red.
I hear they have that.
The lorries.
In a real lorry.
In a real lorry. Yeah.
Isn't it... That's just where they collect the prostitute's blood, though, isn't it?
Ah, oh, dear. Right, well, anyway.
Like drive the wrong way, attempting to murder people sounds like a real lorry driver.
I would, none of us here actually believe that lorry drivers...
I've got in our name prostitutes bad people
I've been a passenger in a lorry when I was younger. Yeah. He murdered a lot of people.
Right, okay, anyway, I'm going to close this show off before it goes out any further. So if you want to contact us, email us britishtechnetwork@gmail.com. You can follow the network on Twitter, @BritishTechNews. You can follow me on Twitter, that's @PaulWheatley. I also just want to mention one last thing. If you could head on over to sickkidssavepoint.org, so that's www.sickkidssavepoint.org, and it's basically a charity 24-hour game-playing marathon in aid of the sick kids. Really great charity. I'd really appreciate you heading over there and having a look at it. So that's sickkidssavepoint.org. .org, one word. That's us for tonight. We may be back in 2 weeks. Basically, I'm getting married next weekend, and the guys are heavily involved in that to some degree or another. And
I wouldn't really say certainly not invested in it.
Heavily,
in
air quotes. Yeah.
So we are going to be, and then obviously I'm away on my honeymoon. So we're going to try and do a show the night before the wedding this coming Friday, and then release it while I'm away on my honeymoon.
Where are you going for your honeymoon?
Italy.
Right.
They've got internet in Italy. You can just record it by yourself.
So if we get a chance next Friday, but things might be a bit busy. So we really apologise if we don't manage to put a show out in the next 2 weeks. But we definitely, definitely will be back in 4 weeks. But we may get one out in 2 weeks. So apologies if that's the case. But
we'll try and crack one off.
We will. Thank you very much. And I hope you've enjoyed tonight's slightly longer than usual show. Good night.
Goodbye. Bye.
So, yeah, we forgot to give out the new Bargain Basement game, so well done, Sam.
Yeah well done, me.
Yeah, you ass bag.
So, talking of ass bags, here's my ass bag. It's what we're going to do tonight is because Chiz forgot to get me a game and there's three left in my sack. I'm going to get Chiz to delve into my sack and pull his game out.
Oh, it's moist. Oh, for Jesus. Theme Park World.
I wouldn't be that upset with that.
There's only two games in there, Sam.
Yeah, I was rummaging around because it was above Chiz's crotch and I thought it might hurt him. Space Siege!
I've got Kate Arrow, Deserted Wood.
What? Kate Arrow, Deserted Wood.
Nice.
Dear God.
Okay.
Fuse the weapons with the warrior.
Theme Park World. Have I played that before? I might have done years and years ago.
Hmm. Anyway, now that's our games for the next show. Bye.
Yeah.
Bye. Again.